When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Well, this is the WIP Morning Show and a special one here today as we broadcast, of course, from the Odyssey headquarters in Philadelphia, our studio, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, at Tasty Cake Studio. And, you know, a special show because not only is Corey Clement with us and has been for about 2 hours, by the way, John, I think we were right to bump life advice today. No life advice. You know, we had some other pressing matters. Yes. But let me tell you, when we do life advice, it is always brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. We'll get back to life advice next week. Other than, I'll say this, a little mini life advice. If you have a radio station and you have all sorts of great teams in the Delaware Valley and they play games on Thanksgiving or the day before, feature a high school football game and make it a big part, make it a tradition. That's something we're really proud of here at WIP the last number of years. This is going to be the sixth time Turkey Bowl has come to our station. We created it prior to the pandemic. We love it. We thank our presenting sponsor, Cheney University, empowering minds, cultivating leaders, shaping futures. And John Ritchie, as you know, sir, this year, Camden Catholic, Paul the Sixth. Here we go. And let's welcome the head coaches. Let's welcome the head coaches from Camden Catholic. Let's hear it for Wayne Gilliam is with us. Wayne, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you, pal?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
You excited?
Of course, man. This is always an exciting time of the year.
So when you found out Turkey Bowl, your school going to be featured on WIP, what was that moment like to find out that, featured? I mean, I want to pump us up. It's not meant to be that way.
Of course.
But it's got to be cool for you and your kids and the families and the alums to know that your school is going to be featured on WIP.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I was at work, just went outside to, you know, greet my kids in the morning, and my phone was just ringing crazy. I'm thinking, like, man, like, all right, what did my kids do? Because I work at a school. So I'm like, oh, somebody did something. And my phone, I'm just looking at my phones and text messages like, yo, we're on WIP, WIP, WIP. And I'm like, whoa, like, this is crazy. So I started asking my dad because, you know, unfortunately, I really don't listen to the radio like that, but now I will now. I'm like, is this a big deal? My dad said, duh. So, you know, like, just, you know, this is, it's an amazing, you know, opportunity, not only, you know, for our programs, but our communities, you know, especially with this rivalry and how long it's been going on.
Well, Wayne, congrats to you and the school, and we're so thrilled for you. And also for Paul the Sixth, their head coach. Let's welcome hear him also to WIP, Dennis Scuderi. Dennis, congratulations, bud, to Paul the Sixth.
Thank you.
How do you feel, Dennis?
I feel great. Can't wait for Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, so this game, so we have featured in the past this game on Thursdays, obviously, but a lot of games, Dennis, as you know, have been moved to the Wednesday. It allows families to spend, I guess, more time together on the Thursday. And so, and this is a classic rivalry here. And as voted by our listeners, this most votes, and you guys are about to square off. Try not to fight here today. I know it's tempting.
Is there rivalry negative energy going on right now? Because it seems like you're pretty friendly.
No, I've been on both sides. So I've coached the Camden Catholic. I was that coach there.
So now I've been through this,
and now I'm a Paul the Sixth.
Do they consider you a Benedict Arnold?
Yeah, right. I guess. I don't know. And then this guy was on my coaching staff.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, boy.
No. Oh, wow. How
about
so
that?
Look at that.
So Dennis, way take back. Us inside the rivalry. I mean, you know, what should the Delaware Valley know about Paul the Sixth and Camden Catholic? And obviously, we really look forward to featuring the game on Wednesday of next week. Tell us about this.
I tell our kids every year, you could be 0-9, 9-0. It's like Army-Navy. Mm-hmm. It's that intense.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic. Now, you guys could have used, and I know you got it. By the way, a lot of the players are featured here. I want to say we have welcomed a lot of the seniors and the captains, and it's so great to see these young men. And, of course, I imagine you guys could have used a Corey Clement back in the day. No offense to your guys there. But, Corey, you grew up not far from these guys.
Yeah, not far at all. I actually was about to go to Paul Six, but I wanted to stay home close to my roots and just finish it out stronger that way. And no disrespect to any of these guys. These great programs, and I'm pretty sure if I did play for them, it would have been a great time as well. So
sure.
meeting new players and being a part of the new committee, is that's what life is about. You don't always have the same crowd around you. So it's all about adapting and really figuring out what you want to do and become the best man that you can become.
I look out at you guys, you players, and I am struck by the fact that everyone's wearing ties. Yep. Everyone's wearing shirts with collars.
Yep.
Love it.
There's a discipline and a respect that comes that starts with, you know, dressing the, right. the you know, in a respectful way. I do think that that matters. You know, some of the things that coaches you're instilling now carry over.
Yeah.
How important has that been on your journey, Corey? The way that football, the discipline and everything else, it really makes a difference in life. For me, it has.
Going to a public school, we didn't get a chance to throw on a tie and all that too often. But I'm not gonna shy away from that. That's always gonna build up the man itself, because you always have to come against somebody else who's trying to up their professionalism more than you. So hats off to you guys. Whether you know it or not, these are intimidating looks, because you guys are unified. And it shows that you guys really care about where you guys are coming from. You guys didn't have to be here. You guys didn't have to show up. If you want to play, you're going to have to abide by every guideline your coaches are telling you. So I think it prepares you for college. It prepares you for the next level. And it shows you that the little things really do go far. Like I said, Ty, yeah, y'all might think it means nothing. But when you go to these high-ranked universities, they want to see discipline. They want to see if you can adjust. They don't want to see if you're going to just go under the cover and not really come out and be scared of what's to come next. You guys are already instilling that now, and you guys are going to keep pushing forward.
John, what would be your advice to these young men, but also to others who could be listening right now, perhaps even out of school, but trying to find their way in life and, you know, create a bright future? Your perspective on this game and how to develop as a young man or a young woman?
Well, I look at this game, guys, as your last opportunity to play this sport with guys that you truly love. I loved the guys I grew up with, that I went to school with. My high school teammates were the teammates that I knew the best.
Yeah.
It really, man.
This is the time I missed the most. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. This is the time I missed the most. Your closest friends, like, I hope you guys get to go to college with your best friends. But like I said, it's – enjoy this moment. Don't wish, oh, I can't wait to get there next year. Trust me, you're going to look back 12 years later and say, I wish I was still in high school enjoying the moments with my best friends.
Yeah.
Have fun with this, man.
Great to have you guys here with us today. Some extended time with Paul VI and Camden Catholic. Again, a game that will be featured Wednesday night of next week here on WIP, the night before Thanksgiving. No time is yours today. We typically do it at this time, but obviously we want to continue with what we've got going right now. Time is yours when we do it. Always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. You know, we want to thank some of our supporting sponsors here for Turkey Bowl. They include Steam Fitters Local 420, Bradford White Water Heaters, your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, Roto-Rooter, and also Verizon. And again, special shout out to our presenting sponsor, Cheney University. All right, so with the two coaches here, Dennis and Wayne, guys, this is going to be the test the coaches segment. All right, now I want to tell you, I have asked this question to Ross Tucker, Ron Jaworski, John Ritchie, probably Jason Kelce over the last many weeks, many, many, many people. Nobody has really been able to nail the answer, and I don't think Nick Sirianni's been able to nail the answer yet. Why does the Eagles offense struggle in the first quarter, coaches? And then it cranks up like a freight train. Can you put the coaches hat on and figure this one out for us?
Yeah, they don't run the ball enough in the first quarter. They need to run the ball in the first quarter.
Great at it.
You're speaking John Ritchie and Corey Clement's language.
They're basically a running team, and they're trying to do something that they can't do. But once the game starts unfolding, they start running the ball. Their offense is dynamic.
Wayne, what's your theory?
just, you know, thinking from a defensive guy's standpoint, I think why the Eagles struggle so much in their first opening series is just, you know, the combination of watching film. Like, if they're a running team, like, your whole premise is to stop the run. You've seen a lot of different variations of, you know, defensive ends, like surfing, to kind of, especially if teams run RPOs, to kind of force the quarterback to make an overall read. To, you know, so now if I'm surfing, I'm forcing the quarterback to pull the ball a little bit. And if I have athletic outside linebackers, now they're, you know, they're crashing down on there. So more so, you know, making the offense, you know, because, you know, off, this is an offensive game. That's why, you know, the tight angles are – that's why, you know, when we're watching the game, it looks a certain way. You know, it's for the thrill of the offensive guy. So, you know, defensively, you really don't have that much control. But when you do – when you are a gap-sound team, when you are controlling what the offense does and dictates that, when you dictate that pace, I think it makes it easier on the defense. The main thing is you want to get a team behind. You want to get them behind the sticks. So their first play, you already know, you know, coaches go through, you know, hours of film – on end to see, you know, what are their tendencies on their first play, depending on what hash they're on and things like that. So when you see that, you know, you want to stop them and you want to get them behind the sticks.
This is what we're seeing in the NFL this year, though. Defenses playing good defense early and getting teams behind and having some success.
Because that's what it is, honestly. Yeah. I don't mean to cut you off, because that's what it is.
It's so, like, I cut them off all the time.
I didn't realize – yeah, he doesn't – yeah, I don't – I didn't realize we have the offensive-defensive dynamic working between you two. And it's also, like, generational. You were the offensive coach while you were the defensive player, even? Is that, or you were always coaching together? How did that work?
I actually, when Wayne was in eighth grade, I got him to go to Camden Catholic.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That is amazing.
And then through the years, once he was done college, he worked with my daughter-in-law. And so, you know, she told me he was looking for a job, and I hired him, and he coached with me for how many years? About 4 or 5 years.
20.
And then he went to Camden Catholic.
That's great. Three How about that? That's great. Hey, we also have to close out, John, our Twitter poll question of the day today. So it's our final one, as we were building up to what's the greatest song of all time that was said by our listeners 2 days ago on the show. And the poll result, of course, it's all brought to us here by Armin Chevrolet, the all-new 2025 Equinox. It sets the bar on styling, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. All right, John, I have the poll result. The question was, which of these two is the best song, Stairway to Heaven or Bohemian Rhapsody? John Ritchie, which do you think won the poll? James, which should win?
I'm going to say Stairway wins.
I think Bohemian Rhapsody should win.
Do the coaches have a say which should win?
I agree with James.
Okay.
Smart man.
Wayne, what do you got?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Corey, or, no, is this again before your time?
Here you go.
Corey's
again.
This is like
before my time again.
Saying.
Don't put me on the stage.
You would recognize them both. Ben, this is in your wheelhouse, man. Which should win?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
John, which should win?
I think Bohemian Rhapsody. But Stairway, it's Zeppelin. And Zeppelin,
Stairway typically wins this type of poll.
I think Zeppelin
wins the poll. We can't get another
10-second
clip so I can figure out so I can make
it. We'll get to that the next time you're in here, Corey.
All right,
John, I got the results. Which do you think won?
Stairway.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
51-49.
Wow.
51% said Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is carrying.
And 49% said, I think it's a travesty, but you know. I think Billie Jean should have been in this. I think the battle hymn of the I think the battle hymn of the Republic should have been in this.
Oh my God.
Or perhaps the school fight song for Paul the Sixth and Camden Catholic. Do you guys have a fight song? We're gonna be hearing that next week?
Yeah, we have one.
Uh oh.
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, guys, let me say this. To the students and the student-athletes, congratulations. We're really thrilled here at WIP and appreciate your participation. We will do our best to give you guys a great broadcast. You won't be able to obviously hear it live because you'll be in the game, but, you know, hopefully you can hear it back over time and, you know, save that thing away forever, because your names and your schools and your stories are about to be featured next week on WIP, and we're really proud of that. And so congratulations to you guys.
Big
coaches,
time.
Congratulations to both of you. I know it's a really neat thing for your program, and we're thrilled to feature you. And let me say to Corey Clement, Dude, we are thrilled to have you in studio today.
I appreciate you.
Dude, you are going to be, when you hang it up, and I know you're not ready yet, but when that day comes, you're going to be a great broadcaster.
I appreciate that.
And we'll do anything we can to help you. You know, WIP will always be a home for you. Philadelphia will always be a home for you anytime you're ready to do that.
Always love.
And, God, man, I'll just say congratulations, Corey, to you. And, John, what are the two words? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, of Corey Clement for Super Bowl 52. Corey, have a great time the next few days in town, man. We'll talk to you up the road.
Thank
ladies
you,
and gentlemen, have a wonderful rest of the day. To Dennis and Wayne, thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having
you. And we'll see you out there next week. Everyone